Welcome to Surviving the Big Race,
your go-to podcast for all things Big Brother, Survivor, and the Amazing Race. This is your host, Ashby.
And I'm Eddie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Big Brother. Oh, my God. This week has been crazy.
This week has really been insane, and I'm so happy for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it 100%. Okay, we got to start off. So, our new HOH of the week, we got Angie winning the competition. Angela?
Again. She's really showing that she's a competitor. That I feel like
to
everyone's
be honest,
kind of. That everyone's
to
forgetting
be honest,
about.
I kind of was proud of her.
Yeah, I actually was too. I was like, okay, go you, Angela. Like,
yeah, I was
getting
like,
two HOHs.
Your back's against the wall. Your back's against the wall. You're putting in, you know, you're putting in your work. That's
yeah.
Cute. You're so crazy.
But, over 1,000%.
So that competition plays out, and obviously she, you know, we see that she has a little backlash because, you know, the way that she picked people,
people
were a little bit offended. But, you know, to be honest, in that competition, they played every season, obviously. And
they really do. And they play that kind of game multiple times a season.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes it's kind of hard to pick somebody because, like, you don't really have a choice. And, you know, if you pick one person, you might have to go six or seven times. And
exactly.
That's not, you know, you're trying to get away from that. So I understood what she was doing. So she ends up winning. How do we feel about that? Like, what do you think? Obviously, we know that Quinn's probably going to use this power. But
I was excited for her to win, but then I also was like, okay, cool, I'm glad you're winning on this week when you really don't have power.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was really proud of her and shocked that she won.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, like, she doesn't really understand what Quinn's power was.
Yeah.
she
had no idea.
It was kind of funny because, like, they were all joking about it, like, behind her back saying, you know, I don't even think she knows what this is. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't understand that she's not going to have a choice. So we come to the nominations, and of course, we find out that Quinn does use his power after he told everybody he wasn't going to use it. He's a liar.
Right? What do you think about the power, like how it was revealed and Ainsley coming in with the AI?
Let me say this. If Quinn would have never said something, that could have really screwed Angela.
I know. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, this would have been perfect if he never told anyone.
Because it seemed like it was her doing the nominations.
It was. And then the way her reaction was like, that's not me. That's not me. If he wouldn't have told anyone, that just would have made it 10 times better. And everyone really would have thought it was her.
Yeah. Quinn, he's getting on my nerves. Like, to be honest, I really have an ill taste in my mouth for him now. He's just too much. Like, he reminds me of the Joker.
Yeah, he's like, he started off as a good guy, and now he's like a bad guy, and I just don't get it, how
well,
he switched so
like
easily.
Every single one of his, like, diary rooms, it's like him screaming at the camera, like, making crazy faces. I'm like, dude, just, like, relax, like, enjoy. Like, I get that you're, like, trying to be this mastermind and all this stuff, and you are playing a good game, but
mm-hmm.
It's just, you're being a little bit too much about it. Like, it's going to come around and bite him in the ass.
Oh, for sure.
All right, so we got our nominations. We have the three people put up. It was Tucker.
Surprise.
Yeah, who else was up there? Gosh, I'm having
it was Tucker, Mackenzie, and Cedric.
And Cedric, that's right. Okay,
and Cedric pretty much kind of volunteers to go up on the block as a pawn.
Right, and the whole reason he did that is because he's like, you know, I'm not scared of going home. I'll have a better chance of possibly beating Tucker in the competitions, which is true. Like, I mean, he is very competitive as far as winning anything. He hasn't really won too much, but...
Yeah, I mean, the people on the block were, like, the most competitive people. Mackenzie, Cedric, and Tucker, they're the ones who are always in the top of all the competitions. So,
yeah.
It was a pretty, like, I think, fair match.
Right. So clearly, you know, Tucker has been winning all the competitions. I am a huge fan of Tucker still, even though he's gone all crazy. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. To me, I feel like he took all his crazy and now he's trying to spin it around, and actually it's helping his game.
Yeah.
So he kind of like pulls Angela aside and like is kind of talking to her because he's like, okay, well, let me see if I can get some votes. Like, if I do win the veto and then we have, you know, the remaining people still up on the block, like, try to get Cedric out is what he's trying to do, which is smart.
Yeah, it is smart.
So he pulls aside, he pulls Leah, he pulls Mackenzie, he pulls Rubia, and then we got T-Core, Chemo, and Angela.
And T-Core and Chemo were my two, like, the biggest shocks.
Oh my gosh, I I've loved them from day one. I've said it multiple times. Like, they're my friends, like, I feel like I would hang out with outside of, you know, the Big Brother house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The way that they are playing excites me so much. I'm like, finally, like, we have these two people that are kind of like under the radar, the nerdy people that are actually making really big moves.
Exactly.
And I'm so proud of them. So clearly they are like, they're a part of the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And the, what's the eyeglasses one? Perspectives or, and,
you have the collective, the Pentagon, the Andersons, which is like all the guys.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many fucking names.
But yeah, so they're a part of a group with Quinn. It's
Yeah, and, I don't know what they're called. Yeah, but they are just those three.
Right. And they, so they're starting not to trust Quinn because.
Yeah, because he blabbed his mouth and told them that he was in another alliance. Which I get why he did it to gain trust, but I would have lied and said, hey, they just now approached me.
Yeah, because it's been a couple of weeks and you haven't told me about it. Now you want to tell me?
I would have told them, like, hey, they just now approached me about this, and I'm bringing it to you now to let you know. And I just told them, yes, like, I would have made it seem like this just happened.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought it was the second that he said that, I knew that they are not going to trust him. Because
oh, yeah, the look on T-Core's face was like, so you were in something else that you just didn't tell us about until right now because you're kind of in hot water.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of T-Core for not, like, really saying anything. And Chemo, like, he is the more emotional one of the two. Like, T-Core has her shit together. Like, knows what she's doing. She knows what she wants to do. She's not telling everybody about it. You know,
exactly.
Like, she's playing a very secretive game, and I'm really respecting it. Like, I think she could actually go really far.
She could. And she has, like, a straight face whenever she's talking to anyone, so you never know what she's thinking.
Exactly. And I think that she will be 100% loyal to Chemo. Like,
oh,
this
yeah.
week, you know? So, clearly, they're, like, they're a little sketched out by Quinn, and they're saying, you know, like, okay, we can either take him out, or we can keep him around and just kind of, like, wait it out and see if we can get another couple weeks with the, you know, the collective. Because, you know, if they do decide to get Cedric out this week, that's pretty much going against their alliance. And clearly, you know, nobody's going to know who exactly voted for him. But if they figure it out, they could be screwed.
Yeah. Which I think it's going to be like, I feel like it would be obvious. Because, I mean, just who else would it be?
I mean, you never know. But, I mean, if they just play stupid, deny, deny, deny.
True. I actually can see them thinking, finding out Chemo, but not finding out T-Core.
Yeah, I think T-Core is always going to fly under the radar. She's
I can see them possibly blaming Cam or Quinn.
Yeah. Okay, so now we got the power of veto. Obviously, our boy wins.
What do you think of this competition?
So the competition, hold on, I'm trying to think of that. Yes. So this was the one...
With the... when they had the pad and they had to step on it with the colors and, like, try to
recreate
them. It was very Hunger Games, but Squid Games.
Yeah, sorry. My brain is kind of shut. I'm trying to remember everything. But, yeah, so it was very much Squid Games. But I thought it was kind of funny, like, they started how Cedric was like, I'm just going to wait to see what she does. That was smart.
Oh, yes. I love that because it was just a standoff of being like, okay, whoever fucks up first is losing this.
Yeah, it was very much Squid Games on that aspect. So, clearly, he won that round. But then he went to play on... He went on to play Tucker, which Tucker is pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's playing that dumb role, like, a lot harder than he needs, like, or that he actually is.
The thing about Tucker that I love is that he keeps campaigning to get out to strong competitors while showing that he is the strongest competitor and also bragging that he's the strongest competitor. But yet, still, everyone is still, like, he's bragging about being the strongest, and he's still saying, hey, let's get the strongest people out. And everyone's still like, oh, yeah, you're right. Let's get out whoever you say. Like, he's genius at how he's doing this.
Yeah, and to me, like, it really helps him because he has two opportunities to win. So he has the veto, he has the AI arena, which he's going to win one of them.
Oh, yeah.
There's There's no doubt. Now, that's not going to last the whole season. They're going to take that away at some point.
Yeah.
So he's going to really, like, if he loses one veto, he's out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. If he loses one veto, he is definitely done.
Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't happen because, like, I just love his personality. I like that him and Ruby are having, like, a little thing. I think it's so cute. I think they're very much, like, compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's just fun. Like, he's fun. He makes the game more interesting. If he were to go home, like, I'd be so disappointed. It would be boring.
But I also feel the same way about Quinn. I feel like if Quinn goes home, then Tucker really won't have anyone to play with. And he would just kind of run the whole game.
It's like a Batman and Robin. Or Batman.
Yeah. Like, I kind of need both of them there. Like, I need them to kind of maybe be frenemies and work together and against each other.
You know what a gag would be is if they just, like, completely screwed over everybody and started working together and made it to the final two. I think
it'd be amazing if they had a final two this whole time and no one knew about it.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because, like, how Tucker is good about, like, how he was saying that, oh, I'm going to use the veto, I'm not going to use the veto or whatever. So even America didn't really even know if he was going to do it or not.
True.
So he could be playing a little sly game, which would be cute. I think that would be funny.
It would.
So so he takes himself off the block, even though he said he wasn't going to. And we have our replacement, which is Rubio, which is smart because I think that, you know, there's a chance that if she was to win the AI arena, then obviously Mackenzie's just going to go home.
Yeah.
No, but if she, if Cedric won, then they could get out Rubia, and then Tucker would be weakened a little bit.
Exactly. And I also would have figured, like, it would have been better if they would have put her up against him for the veto.
Yeah.
I think that would have threw him off even a little bit more.
Yeah, I think they didn't realize that until afterwards.
Yeah. Brooklyn, that's when Brooklyn brought it up, which was a great plan.
Yeah, and, you know, when she said that, I was like, okay, you're smart. That's what I was already thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if they want to get him, like, you know, frazzled a little bit, throw Ruby up there because he's, like, in love with her. But then again, I think Tucker's that kind of person. It wouldn't bother him. He wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, he even said it when once they dominated her, he was like, yeah, it sucks they put her up there, but... That's just the way the game goes. Like,
I'm here for the money, which he should be. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's why I love him. It's like, hey, yeah, the showmance is kind of fun, but I'm not letting it distract me from why I'm here. If she goes home, she goes home.
Yeah, it's like, we'll hang out after outside of this. I'll buy you a drink, whatever. But
same with Mackenzie and Matt. She was like, listen, I like you, but you're not coming between me and this money.
Period. I think if he would have stayed longer, it would have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They would have been fucking in the shower.
Yeah, and so Mackenzie is all by herself right now, and I think she's very smart to, you know, pull T-Core and Chemo aside and be like, look, I'm by myself. Like, I have no one to work with.
Mm-hmm. Because as much as I want her to work with Leah, she really can't because Angela exposed that at the beginning, even though it really wasn't anything. She already kind of put a target on the two of them, too.
Yeah.
But I think her, T-Core, and... Chemo would be a good final three because no one would expect it.
At all, because it's like the popular girl hanging out with like the band kids, you know, like...
Exactly. And it'd be the perfect way to blindside Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah, because like she could potentially like kind of work with Quinn and like get information from him, and same with T-Core and Chemo.
Yep.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I think it was funny how, like, the little group was sitting upstairs and Angela was listening underneath the door.
That was so funny.
And then she, like, she comes out and she's like, guys, I want to be a part of this. And they're just like...
Everyone is just quiet. It's just so awkward. It's funny because I've been there before and that situation is like, oh, what do we say?
I've been on both sides of that
situation. Yes, same here. I've been on both sides.
I can't really, like, I felt so bad for her, but at the same time, I was like, this is so cringe. I felt like, ooh. But so, I mean, they eventually were just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Which, to be honest, they should have said that right away. They should have been like, yeah, sure, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of that she was involved. But, you know, it's a sticky situation with Angela because, you know, if you mess one thing up.
That's the problem, is that anything... She will blow. She's like, when she has a problem, she just goes to 1,000 and she exposes everything without actually trying to rationalize and think. Like, yeah, the way she exposed Quinn and Joseph when they were, like, legitimately trying to work with her.
Yeah.
And she just blew all of that up because of her own paranoia and her own misunderstanding.
Yeah, if she can get past that, like, and I know that she would be 100, she is 100% loyal to Tucker after what he did for her.
Oh, for sure.
He would be loyal to her. It's just as long as she doesn't say anything.
Mm. And that's the thing is that I don't think she would, but I also feel like she would have to be in every conversation.
Yeah, and
I think she would start to suspect stuff. Yeah.
I think Tucker's playing it smarter than how Quinn was playing it, because like Quinn would go off and talk to random people by himself, and like I think that got her paranoid.
Yeah.
Whereas kind of like tries to include her, even though he doesn't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
So
he sees the benefit of having her.
Absolutely, and I think that that alliance minus Angela. I mean, she'll probably end up going home soon, anyways. But
yeah.
No, I think that's a very strong alliance. I think all of them really trust each other and they're trustworthy. And you know, if they this vote, you know, after this vote this week, I think really proved that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a replacement on Rubia go up, the AI arena comes along, and Mackenzie wins by a hair.
She does. It is like a split second. At first I thought Rubina won it.
I know.
Until I heard everyone like screaming like a split second before, and then I saw, because I wasn't even looking at Mackenzie's, I was just looking at Rubina's. I was so shocked.
Yeah, I thought she won, which I'm glad that she didn't, because if she would have, I don't think the outcome would have been the same.
Oh, I don't think so either. But oh my god, once she did win and they came back and they got to like the 5 minutes to strategize,
it was intense.
That was so intense.
I knew, Cedric knew something was up. He was like, mm-hmm. There's something up. Like, he didn't feel comfortable.
The reason I knew it is when, I don't know if you saw it, but, like, it was T-Core, Chemo, and Angela all in, like, a room together.
Uh-huh.
And Quinn walks in, and he's like, should we hug? And then, like, everyone gives him a hug except for T-Core. And she just keeps walking out. And I was like, Cedric's going home. I was like, that's what it is.
Well, and I also knew, too, whenever they, like, all walked back into the living room, T-Core and Chemo looked at each other, and he nodded his head. So I was he probably was like, hey, are we still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And he was,
but so, now it's going to be a big target on Brooklyn's back, because when mm-hmm. Brooklyn was talking to Rubina, she was straight up like, I just want you to know this is real. Kind of pretty much saying, hey, like, you're going home. I'm, like, because she was blindsided, too. You could tell by her face. She thought Cedric was staying.
Yeah, and Brooklyn, you know, to be honest, like, she's playing a lot of really good moves, but I think this vote, she was shocked, and it's probably going to mess up her game a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think so it is. She's going to have to do some scrambling.
Now she's limelight. Like, now she was behind the scenes, now she's going to be, like, a focus.
Yeah, her and Chelsea are going to have to do some work.
So we had, what was it, a 6-3 vote, Cedric's out, which I think was an amazing move, because now of the house, and they have the numbers, so the other side is going to have to scramble to figure something out. Quinn is going to be freaking out, and like, what the heck happened? So next week we're going to get a full-on, you know, like, confrontation with T-Core and Chemo, probably. Be like,
oh, yeah, for sure. I think everything's going to blow up, because I know he's probably pissed.
Yeah, I mean, they're figuring out that Quinn is a snake. He is literally
mm-hmm.
working with everybody in that house, which... it's great gameplay, but he went too hard. It's only
true.
Week four. It's only week four. So, I mean, I don't know who wins HOH this week, but I'm hoping it's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, it would be interesting if it was someone like Leah or Mackenzie who won.
Oh, I would like Mackenzie. Like, I mean, Mackenzie is okay, but I kind of rooting for her a little bit.
Yeah.
I know she's all alone, but she really wants to play the game.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it would be interesting to see how they would play it and, like, whose side they would choose.
Mm-hmm. I think that Mackenzie would choose T-Core and Chemo.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like she would probably go after both Quinn and Tucker.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think she would go after Tucker.
I feel like she would try to put both of them up against each other and let them battle it out.
Maybe, but, I mean, if she's smart, they're, like, big targets. I wouldn't go for them.
Wow.
I would start... out, like, the people just right under them, like Brooklyn and maybe Chelsea.
Chelsea would be a good one to go.
Yeah, because Chelsea's good. Like, if they don't start working towards her, she could fly under the radar and make it.
Yeah.
Like, she knows what she's doing.
But I would say Cam, but Cam's not doing nothing this whole time. So, like, he's just there.
Who?
Cam. He's just a vote. Like, he hasn't done nothing in any competition.
He is, like, the only floater in the house. Like,
he is.
Floating through. But, you know, that's another thing. Like, he's probably a competitive person. Like, he's probably going to start winning all these competitions. Watch.
True. Especially if they keep going with this plan of getting the competitors out, he's going to end up probably being one of the, like, last athletic people, and he's probably going to start dominating.
Well, it was kind of like how Casey, like, they didn't expect her to start winning all the challenges because she didn't win any at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then every single one.
Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen with him.
Oh. But, yeah, so, I mean, this week was good. I'm excited to see what next week brings in for us. But who's your prediction?
I can't wait.
What are your predictions for this next week going into it? So, obviously, I think it all just really depends on who wins. HOH.
Yeah, it all depends on who wins HOH. And I can't wait to see it because it's the wall challenge, which is always an intense one.
We forgot something. The AI instigator.
Oh, yes. I voted. Did you vote?
I did vote. I voted.
I voted.
Okay, so who did you vote for?
I voted 3 votes for T-Core.
Okay.
1 for Brooklyn. And then 1 for, who was the other one? I think the other one was Tucker.
Yeah. Okay, so I watched the video, so I got 10 votes instead of 5.
Oh,
but,
nice.
I voted, I think I did 4 for Tucker, 4 for T-Core, and then the rest for Chemo.
Nice.
Yeah, so pretty much the same, minus Brooklyn. I mean, Brooklyn, I really like her, but I just don't like she's on Quinn's side.
Oh, yeah. I just like that she's still my Dallas girl, so I'm like, I'm gonna have hope for you. You can come back.
Yeah,
I
think if she can figure out this week and kind of like make amends with the other side and be like, I didn't know, like I was just blah blah blah, and like try to be friendly with them, she might be able to figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm curious to see exactly what this, you know, new thing is gonna be about.
Yeah, I want to see how it's really gonna play into it, and if who's gonna believe the information and who's not.
Yeah, because if you know that there's like you know, something going on with this thing, how do you believe?
I think the smartest thing would be to take something that you already know and then twist it a little bit to where it's still somewhat believable. Because I feel like Angela would fall for it.
Yeah.
But you just have to take something that she already kind of knows and then like, let me twist it a little bit.
Well, I would sit everybody down and be like, hey, we all know that this is, like, something that is trying to trick us, right? So, like, maybe we should just not believe anything that's being said.
Well, yeah, true.
You know, but there are probably going to be some things in there that could change up the game. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm excited to see how it's going to play out and who believes it and who doesn't.
I know Angela's going to be gullible and fall for something.
Oh, she is.
So we'll see. All the other people seem smart enough to kind of, like, believe. Well, minus Tucker. He might be like, that seems like that could be true.
I can see Tucker quit and Angela being gullible.
Yeah, a little bit skeptical, at
least.
Yeah. All right, girls. So, I mean, this was a fun week. I'm excited to see what happens next week.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Again, it's always a pleasure doing this with you. I always have so much fun.
Oh, I love you. Yeah, same. All right, well, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.